Hello, it's the 23rd of February, 2019, and today we have the King of Rods and Strength and the Ace of Cups. Tamed. Now that's better, I think. A little less fire and not just a little more water, but the ever-flowing bottomless Ace of Cups in the future position. In case I didn't get it the first time, and I obviously didn't, because here he is in the same place, the passionate and visionary, but sometimes a little rough around the edges, King of Rods. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, again facing left in the past position. In the present, where we recently saw the Sun, himself a Leo, we have Strength of the Major Arcana, also ruled by the Sun, and the serene woman with her devoted tame lion, aka Foo Dog, the loyal guardian. The number of this card has been changed over time, so I don't count it, but would rather we feel it. This is the card of inner strength you perhaps never realized you had, aka the Cowardly Lion Syndrome. Until the King of Rods, again in the past, gave you life or changed you life, or by changing your life, gave you life. The King of Rods does not operate from the heart. The lion does not operate from the heart. These are magnificent, instinctive creatures. The lion, being the pride of his pride, is always ready to defend his pride, and, club as weapon in hand and ready, so is the King of Rods. The king's cloak is the same burnt orange, so much fire, color of the lion's fur and mane in the center card. But his defense can, and often is, perceived as offense. People are scared of kings, and people are scared of lions, even before either of them open their mouth, understandably. In the future position is the glorious Ace of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, brought to us from a higher place by the heavenly sky hand, and the first thing I notice is the blue of the card. The sky, the water, cielo blue. In Spanish, the sky and heaven are the same word, and while previously we had on the five of rods, five competitive, posturing, fired-up humans, today there are five streams of beautiful, clear water flowing from the cup, more than it could possibly hold. In the previous reading, the five of clubs in the future position could have also meant inner conflict, which in turn can't help but create outer conflict. The little voices fighting in our head. It looks like this five streams flowing from that cup of love has drowned their little bickering inflamed egos. The cups in tarot symbolize the heart, water, and our emotions, but we are in danger of our cup runneth over and flooding too soon. Spread the love, gush even, but don't gush. This ace does look like when I space out and leave the horse water on. That is, streams overflow, running all over the place, wasted. I don't do it that often. I just wanted to make the visual reference. Aces are new beginnings, and while this is a beautiful thing, it is only a beginning. Not everyone may operate from the heart or communicate emotions in the same way. You don't have to force anything. Your very being, your demeanor, your calming, steady presence affect everyone around you, and they want to be close. The lion doesn't even speak English, or Spanish, or anything else. But look at those eyes and that lolling tongue. Put your tongue back in your mouth. Maybe the graceful woman in the picture is trying to suppress the animal in her, but it was never easy around another certain human animal. You may have decided you want to have the king's cub, knowing there are a few, he's proud of that, already out there and don't care, or you finally talked him into it. You may even be a mother figure to this king. They all have mothers. A delivery in any case, and a welcome one. If this king is no longer around in body, he certainly is in spirit and very protective and hovers over his child or grandchild like the dove hovers over the glowing, flowing cup. I like strength in the center, as in centered. Not everyone is out to screw you, but not everyone deserves everything you've got either. Down boy or girl.